702. The Worldview.
20 after 8, time now to get stories from around the world. John Adderley in for Adam Gilchrist. John, it's been a moment. Good to chat to you once again. Let's start with some concern now around President Putin, who says he'll deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus.
Good morning, and good to be with you again for another week. Yeah, NATO has condemned Russia for what it calls its dangerous and irresponsible rhetoric, after President Putin said that Moscow would deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. And NATO says it's remaining vigilant, but it hasn't seen any changes in Russia's nuclear posture that would lead NATO to adjust its own position. So in other words, it's keep calm and carry on, certainly for the moment. But Ukraine is very concerned about this. It wants an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. A senior security advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of making Belarus a nuclear hostage. Oleksiy Danilov wrote on Twitter that Russia's plans are a step towards internal destabilization in Belarus. And Belarus's opposition leader, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, she says that any deployment of nuclear weapons could make Belarus a target for retaliatory strikes. Germany has described it as another attempt at nuclear intimidation. But President Putin says it's really no different to the US facing its nuclear weapons in other European countries. Do you know what I think is going on here? Often this is Vladimir Putin flexing his muscles, rattling the cage a little bit, and just reminding people, don't forget, we've got nuclear weapons too.
And that's the problem if we don't conduct international relations in a consistent way. I can see how he might argue what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let's go now to the US, John. Search and rescue efforts continuing there after those devastating tornadoes in the southern states.
Yeah, you've probably seen, I think we all have now, haven't we, that devastation caused by this giant tornado that ripped through Mississippi and Alabama. We've seen those pictures of houses flattened with cars and trucks simply lifted off the ground and dumped onto the top of a huge pile of debris, what remains of the building that the vehicle was only minutes before parked next to, because these tornadoes can whip through so quickly. That they're saying that the town of Rolling Fork in Mississippi is virtually flattened, you know, pretty much wiped out. 26 people killed at the last count, all but one of them in Mississippi, the other in Alabama. They include a father and baby. I'm sure we're going to hear more terrible stories about those who've lost their lives. Hundreds, of course, wandering around homeless as well. And it happened in the middle of the night, so people were sleeping and caught off guard. You know, forecasters are saying a lot of the time these tornadoes go through without doing any damage at all because the area is so sparsely populated, and it's just really bad luck that this time the towns were right in the path of the tornado. And they're also warning of more to come. They've got emergency services digging through the debris, hopefully for survivors. And President Biden's declared a state of emergency. What that does is free up federal funds, so there's money for temporary housing, uninsured losses, and, you know, just general recovery from people. And of course, the businesses, all the businesses that can't operate at the moment. The Mississippi State Governor Tate Reeves says it's a tragedy, and he says we're blessed with brave, capable responders and loving neighbors. Please continue to pray, he says.
And finally, John, you're part of the world now. The UK government continuing to be tough on asylum seekers out of hotels. They're moving them now to military bases, ferries, and even barges.
Yeah, it is a get tough approach. That's what's going on here, you know. And also, there's just so much unrest and disquiet about the fact that we've got about 50,000 people being housed in nearly 400 hotels around the UK. And there have been complaints about them wandering around town centres aimlessly at night. And they've had people protesting outside the hotels. The hotel owners say, you know, we're never going to be able to operate normally again. So they're going to step up their crackdown on illegal immigration and also try and ease a little bit all this unrest. And ministers are making a big break now from hotels, drawing a line in the sand and moving to what they call rudimentary accommodation. And yeah, it's thought they're going to use two former air bases, although there's already lots of local opposition to that as well. And they want the first migrants moving there within weeks. So they really want to get going on this. And yeah, as you mentioned, ferries and other temporary floating accommodations, what they're calling it, like barges, could be used for asylum seekers if they can get the agreements of the port authorities as well, of course. And the idea is, it's hoped this will deter people from entering the UK illegally. In particular, of course, on those dangerous small boats that are crossing the English Channel from France.
I wonder if the incentive for asylum seekers is just the hotels. I'm not sure if that will necessarily work as a deterrent. It may mean they don't get quite a soft landing, for sure. But as an incentive, I'm not quite sure if people cross the channel just for the hotels. John Adderley, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.